This is Entertainment Spotlight here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Now, I'm sure there are many anti-gay organizations that are not happy with the announcement that in the new Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond, the character Sulu will be revealed to be gay. Now, this is in honor of George Takei, who was the first Sulu. And they're not making a big deal about it. They're just revealing that he's gay by letting the viewers see that he has a family. He's got a husband and kids. So it's just a throwaway. It's not like they make a big deal about it. But there's someone else, along with the anti-gay organizations, who are not happy about this decision. And that's the Sulu originator himself, George Takei. Now, the reason why he's not happy about it actually makes a lot of sense when he explains it, but it's not something that I think most heterosexual people would get. And here's his thinking. The character of Sulu had no gay relationships or any hint of that in the Star Trek series that he was involved with. But the movie is not a different series. It's a continuation of that series. It just goes back in time and resets the timeline to start over. So what's going on here? Is this new timeline more gay-friendly? That Sulu didn't have to be in the closet the whole time? To him, it just doesn't make sense. It's not true to the character. And I actually kind of get where he's coming from. As much as I do, though, I do disagree with him. I think that this does do honor to the character, and I think it does do honor to him. And I think we can try to imagine a world where Star Trek isn't real. It's just a television series and a series of movies, and we can fiddle around with it in all sorts of ways, and it will be fine. I suppose that this next story could belong in the politics section on Thursday, but I really believe that Fox News is far more on the entertainment side than it is on the news side. So we'll cover the story about head of Fox News Roger Ailes' problems in our entertainment section. Gretchen Carlson has accused him of long-running sexual harassment and basically using his power and position to try to get women under his employ to have sex with him. Now, instantly, people are comparing this to the Bill Cosby case, but that's a ridiculous comparison. First of all, Bill Cosby was a flat-out rapist. Roger Ailes apparently used coercion, also illegal, but very different, at least as the law sees it, from flat-out rape, as Cosby has been accused of. And there's another huge difference. When we heard about the Cosby allegations, pretty much almost everyone said, oh, no, I can't believe Bill Cosby would do something like that. But when everyone heard about the Roger Ailes accusations, people's response was, yeah, I can see him doing that. I mean, even the people who know him. And apparently there are women who know him, and he wanted to know them significantly better than they wanted to be known. I think we're up to 6 women right now that are alleging that Roger Ailes sexually harassed them. Now, if anyone was actually forced or seriously coerced into having sex with Roger Ailes, seriously, they needed some PTSD help, because that would be a very traumatic thing to have happen to you. Now, she is suing him personally. She's not suing the deep pockets of Fox News. She's suing him. But what they want to do is conflate this together and force her, under her employment contract, to go to arbitration. Arbitration is one of the greatest tools corporations have been able to come up with to take people's legal rights away from them. You almost never win in arbitration. It's a rigged system designed to work on behalf of corporations. And arbitration is not a system designed to deal with things like sexual harassment. Of course, all the power of Fox News is coming down on this poor woman's head. They're using her fellow newscasters to attack her. They're going after her with everything that they've got. That's the problem when you've got someone like this, if it's true, that he is a sexual serial harasser, which I tend to believe is most likely true. There's just too many people who are saying, yeah, it happened to me. But the power differential is so great. Anybody who accuses him is going to face not just his wrath, but the wrath of a powerful organization that has all sorts of ways to try to ruin your life. It's a really ugly, unequal fight. But there is one thing working in her favor. Rupert Murdoch's kids don't like Roger Ailes. They like Tim to be out. And this may give them the leverage to get rid of him. And her accusations are nothing new. There is a 2014 biography of Ailes that includes three different accusations of sexual harassment. And speaking of Bill Cosby, a judge in Pennsylvania yesterday denied Bill Cosby's bid to have the sexual assault charges against him thrown out. He ruled that the comedian must stand trial in the case. I think it's very bad news for Bill Cosby, but very good news for his many, 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 many victims. Christian dating site Christian Mingle will allow a little bit more diversity in their mingling, as they lost a lawsuit to gay men sued because they had no options for gay men to use the dating site. And under California law, that's a violation of the Unruh Civil Rights Act. It requires businesses to provide full and equal accommodations to all patrons, regardless of sexual orientation, which they clearly were not doing. So the company pays $468,000 in legal fees, and they are now going to be adding the capability for gay people to find other gay Christians. And despite the claims of anti-gay fundamentalists, there are actually a whole bunch of very Christian gay people, happy in their faith and happy in their sexuality.